If you are wondering why the readings today are different from the Magnificat, because I could sense that some of you are a little bit bewildered, those are the readings proper for the feast or the memorial that we celebrate today, Saint Benedict of Nursia. So the readings actually could not be found in your Magnificat. As I was reflecting last night on the Gospel today, specifically chosen for this memorial, it reminded me on the commentary of reflection of St. Peter Damian on this specific Gospel. He said, see, Peter says, we have left everything. That means not only worldly possessions, but also our own heart's desires. Even if one keeps back only oneself, one has not abandoned everything. In fact, it is useless to relinquish other things if one does not relinquish oneself, for the self is our heaviest burden. What dictator is more cruel? What ruler more oppressive than a person's own self-will? Both possessions and self-will must be given up if you would follow him who had nowhere to lay his head and who came not to his own will, but the will of him who sent him. Those were the words of Saint Peter Damian, reflecting on the Gospel today. Denying oneself is not always the same as self-denial. The ultimate purpose of self-denial sometimes can lead to self-glorification. We work to improve ourselves in some way. If I deny myself of chocolates because I don't want to gain more weight and so on, then that self-denial is really for my own glorification. By the way, self-denial is not necessarily wrong because it seeks self-improvement, but it should eventually lead to denying oneself. The ultimate purpose of denying oneself is to glorify God, that is, giving up our own will for the will of God. Jesus, in our Gospel today, in Saint Benedict, in his rule, are talking about denying ourselves in the essential battle of life, the scramble for the throne, the need to be important, the struggle over who is going to be God. Jesus doesn't ask us to enter into this fight. He had already won it. He occupies the throne and graciously offers to share it with us. When we deny ourselves that which was never meant to be ours, the role of being God in our lives, it is then that we are at peace with God, with ourselves. It is then that we are truly free. One quotation from Saint Benedict that summarizes what I have been saying here is actually found in the chapter 72 of the Holy Rule. He said, prefer nothing to the love of Jesus Christ. Prefer nothing to the love of Jesus Christ. As Christ has given himself for us, who could ever be wrong to abandon ourselves in the very hands of God, to the very hands of God who has loved us first? So let us reflect on that powerful line from the Holy Rule, prefer nothing to the love of Jesus Christ.